Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Russia may be resorting to extreme tactics in its war against Ukraine.
There are now reports of Russian troops using flammable and toxic gas against Ukrainian forces on the ground. CNN reports the Russian military may also be equipping its soldiers with drugs or stimulants. Meanwhile, morale among the Ukrainian fighters on the 2,000-mile battlefront is at an all-time low.
Some areas in the central U.S. experiencing a white Christmas as a storm formed on Saturday brought wintry conditions to several states. Forecasters anticipated snow accumulations ranging from 1 to 3 inches, covering regions from western New Mexico and the higher elevations of central Utah to Nebraska, the Dakotas, and northwestern Minnesota. In the Colorado Mountains, snowfall could reach depths of over a foot. New details are out regarding who is donating money with the election campaign of President Joe Biden.
According to new data released by the Federal Election Commission, President Joe Biden's primary fundraising arms have received an outsized amount of support from the most expensive zip codes in the country. Residents of America's 10 most expensive zip codes have donated a total of just over $7.5 billion to the Biden campaign and the Biden Victory Fund this year, or roughly $930 a person. I'm Tim Berg.
Tesla recalling more than 120,000 vehicles in the United States. A letter posted to the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration's website Thursday notes the doors on affected models can become unlocked and potentially open during a crash. Those affected vehicles include Tesla models S and X. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
This weekend, seeing crowded airports nationwide as last-minute holiday travels embarked on their journeys, according to FlightAware, there have been over 2,500 delayed or canceled flights in and out of the United States, with nearly 600 additional cancellations. Chicago's Midway experienced some challenges affecting about 40% of flights due to foggy conditions. The Transportation Security Administration anticipated over 39 million passengers to fly during the holiday season. A United States senator standing up for a privately held company to stay closed on Sunday due to the Christian belief of its founder. Laura Winters reports.
It's a fight over religious freedom, South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham saying he will step in and go to war with New York State if lawmakers in Albany pass a bill to force some Chick-fil-A restaurants to operate 7 days a week. The iconic chicken chain has always been closed on Sundays in keeping with the religious belief of its Christian founder from Georgia, Truett Cathy. Senator Graham posting on X, "This is war. If this goes forward, I will be introducing legislation withholding federal funds from any city or state that requires Chick-fil-A to stay open on Sunday."
Tonight's Powerball drawing, an estimated $640 million. If you win, the cash payout, $321 million. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and looking forward to our next conversation with Bob Whitson, the president and founder of the Whitson Center and 1776 Unite Scholar, an influential leader on issues of poverty alleviation, empowering the disadvantaged communities to become agents of their own uplift. Bob Whitson, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Well, I got to tell you, I've been eager to talk to you ever since you released your latest book, Red, White, and Black, Rescuing American History from Revisionists and Race Hustlers. You are setting the record straight with other 1776 Unite scholars to make sure that the proper narrative is out there. I mean, you know, the 1619 Project has been refuted. I think it's embarrassing. I think for, you know, the international award that they received, especially when you've got academics refuting and saying that it has no validity, or little validity anyway, and but yet it still stands out there. But, you know, to your credit and others, you've been consistent in refuting, you know, what the 1619 Project would want us to believe.
And you know, and others who follow in that path are also, their hypocrisy is being revealed. You know, a member at Boston University, Abraham Kendi, raised $48 million at the Boston University to do racism research, to find out there was no research done, and now and people are fired. It was just, it's been a hustle. $100 million
exactly.
In the Black Lives Matter. For what?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's
embarrassing.
Yeah, and as you write about it, and I'm reading, I'm going, why are we giving them place, Bob? I mean, what after all these years, you know, that they've been involved in the culture, and they've been a more of a destructive agent than a constructive one. I can't come out and say, in my perspective, I'm not Black, I'm Hispanic, but nonetheless, I look and I observe and what I've have read about them, I can't have a takeaway that says, boy, I'm sure glad Black Lives Matter came into the scene here. They've really improved race relations. They've really lifted up Black America.
No, and they really haven't. But, you know, Delano Squires, the young conservative Black scholar, I think he framed it beautifully. He says, this whole narrative is being driven by an elite group of guilty white people who are seeking absolution from crimes they never committed, and elite Blacks who are seeking absolutions from injustice they never suffered. It's these
wow,
are the people
yeah.
who are driving this narrative, and so it's important. And there are many people, some of the people who are following them, I think we need to make a distinction between those who are misinformed, ill-informed, and ill-intended.
Right.
And the very fact that since we talked last, we've developed some curriculum out of our 1776 Unite. It's been downloaded 130,000 times in every state of the Union.
Wow. Wow.
That says that there's a thirst for facts and information, but 130 times, 130,000 times it's been downloaded.
That's encouraging, Bob. That is encouraging because, you see, when you have people that are seeking knowledge and that are open to it, it gives you hope. Because for a while there, the mainstream media wanted us to believe that Black Lives Matter was driving the narrative totally, that all minorities believed in what they were saying. But, I think our country's wising up a bit here and can measure.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, but look at the numbers. 80% of blacks polled do not believe that racial, that first of all, in defunding the police, which Black Lives Matter is for. 60% of blacks do not feel that racial animus is the biggest barrier to their flourishing. So black people don't get up every day thinking about race, nor are low-income blacks confused about their pronouns. All of this stuff operates outside of the reality of most black folks, but you would never know it to listen to the media.
Exactly. Well, you see, I'm of the mindset, Bob, I think we just have to unite together, shoulder to shoulder and back to back against this idiocy and just turn our backs on it and just ignore it and let the media, I mean, if the media wants to waste ink on it, if they want to waste social media efforts and whatever, let them do so. But, I think that, by God's grace and by the offset of intelligent people addressing this issue and debating it, I think it's been measured for what it is and that we should just turn our backs on it and ignore it.
I don't agree with that. I don't think you can ignore evil and expect that it'll go away. I think you've got to confront it with an alternative vision and with people who have moral authority. Mm-hmm. I really think that a lot of what the left does purports to be promoting the interest of so-called marginalized people, particularly low-income blacks. Well, we believe through our network of 3,000 grassroots leaders in 39 states is that we've been meeting together in conferences where different racial groups, racial animus never came up one time in any of our gatherings. That's because people who are confronting real-life problems, suicide, homicide, and young people dying of drug overdose, these are the real issues that are plaguing most families in this country, and by emphasizing race, it prevents us from addressing this moral and spiritual freefall. But
exactly.
You've got to give voice to the people in whose name the left say they are advocating anything, and that's what undermines their moral authority. So the center is pushing hard by actively engaging with these people by saying to the American public, they don't speak for us.
Exactly.
And so, but this is combat that we're in.
No, you're exactly right. When I say ignore, I'm just saying, in a sense, we've given them too much place. And in some ways, you and I are saying the same thing. But you're exactly right. I agree that there has to be an offset. There has to be a message. And you've been messaging that, Bob. You've been consistent. 1776 Unite Scholars have been consistent with the vision. And we just need to continue to cast that out. And like you say, it's just, if your perception is one of victimhood, everything you see is going to be perceived through that worldview, is it not?
It really is. But I mean, there are hopeful signs, as I pointed out in 2018 when DeSantis ran against Gillum, the black mayor of Tampa.
Right.
And he only won by 32,000 votes. That's because 100,000 low-income blacks voted for DeSantis because of his position on choice and education.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Gillum brought in Obama and Oprah to campaign for them. So 100,000 low-income blacks voted against Oprah and Obama in that race. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's very significant. It means that when you really promote solutions to real problems confronting people, then they will support you.
Is there something that needs to be done, Bob, in protecting the black vote? Because the black vote in some areas has been hijacked, as you know.
Right. But it's softening right now. I mean, the very fact that they're breaking from Biden, and, so that's why that's why it's important, I think, to keep pushing this agenda.
Exactly.
But as I'm saying, the conservatives, we must invest in these low-income black groups.
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and honored to have Bob Whitson, president and founder of the Whitson Center, 1776 Unite Scholar, an influential leader on issues of poverty alleviation and empowering disadvantaged communities to become agents of their own uplift. See, this is the potential blessing and the vision, Bob, that I know that God has given you, and because that's his call and his charge and his commandment to all of us, to be fruitful and multiply. He wouldn't tell us to be fruitful and multiply if he hadn't given us all the goods to be able to do that, would he?
No, not at all. But as I said, I am really hopeful. Everyone should look at Bishop Sheen. 50 years ago, he predicted in 2020 what would happen today. And he said in his sermon back then that that there are three pillars. There's patriotism, pietas, love of country, love of God, and love of neighbor. If any one of those pillars becomes compromised, then the nation is doomed. But he says that the eagle is the national symbol, and it nests in the high crevices of the mountain. And at a certain point, it pushes the eaglet out, and it falls. But just before it crashes, it picks it up and takes it back to the top until it learns to fly. He said, America is going to be like that. We're going to be falling, but God is going to pick us up and take us back to the top of the mountain until we learn to fly again. Mm-hmm. And flying means embracing those godly values that defines America for the rich country that it is, and the responsibility it has to the world. So I'm really hopeful, and mm-hmm. we all must play our part by being hopeful about the future in this country.
Well, you know, when you've got 340 million people, our history and traditions are so rich, and it's not like we have to create it from a blank sheet of paper. We have such a rich history, and we've done it before. And as we were talking about that, experience defines preference. We got a lot of experience, a lot of history here, and I believe that like you were saying, Bob, is that people are waking up to the reality of the truth. And saying, hey, you know, we can do this. You know, we can be a little bit better. We can think a little bit better. We can do a little bit better. We can be a little bit better. That doesn't mean that you got to be 100% better. Just be a little bit better, you know, to these points that Bishop Sheen was talking about. Here it is, you know, in your, I want to come back to your recent op-ed that you wrote about BLM activists, you know, projecting their own warped vision of America onto the Middle East. Are they doing that because they see that as an opportunity, or maybe because they're losing ground here in America?
I think they're losing ground, but there are groups of people who will do anything to identify with anything that's destructive to the American values. So mm-hmm. they're just using the Palestinian-Israeli conflict to promote their anti-American vision, and some of them are outright Marxists. Mm-hmm. And they've always just waited for the opportunity. But again, I think Black America is pushing back against the abuse of the race issue as a bludgeon against the country. America has never been defined, should never be defined by its birth defect of slavery and discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
America is a country of redemption. We are a people who worship a God who promotes redemption. And we must remember that. But how many of us listening to this show want to be defined by the worst of what we were as a young person?
Right.
None of us do.
Exactly.
And nor should the country be so defined.
You know, when you talk about being hopeful, I'm with you. The last time we talked about, you know, this latent potential that is just been dormitized. And almost, I guess you could say, even legislated to mediocrity. That what will happen, Bob? You know, when those, those handcuffs and those bindings are taken away, and the greater potential of people who've relied on the government is realized. I mean, people are going to be happy. They're going to be happy like they've never been before. We're going to realize, incredible human potential, because people are able to go out and be all they can be without the restraint of government telling them that, you have to rely on me and the paycheck that I give you, as opposed to going out and being productive. That's what makes me hopeful, because I just see this. You know, we saw a little bit, and I think, that what happened after the Obama administration, because the workforce was so oppressed. And when Donald Trump came on the scene, what I appreciated, because I asked repeatedly, I said, I hear that, the president's always asking You know, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing? That seemed to really be the focus in the early years of his administration. And here he is. He was known for, you know, job creation. And we realize that people are happier when they're being productive and they have a job. And I see that day where the shackles are going to come off and people are going to be so much better as a result of not relying on the government.
No, that's true, and that's what we are promoting right now. That nothing is more lethal than giving people a convenient excuse for failing. To say to them that you are not worthy and you're not capable of really elevating yourself, and therefore, unless somebody does something for you, you are that doing for you that you cannot do for yourself. Nothing is more disabling. You know, I lived through the civil rights movement. I was born in the 30s, late 30s, and I came up in civil rights demonstrations. But I tell you, I prefer old-fashioned bigotry than the bigotry of low expectations that are coming from the left right now. Nothing is more crippling than to say to someone that you are incapable of being agents of your own uplift, and unless somebody outside of you takes action, you will not progress. That is much more lethal than anything that the Klan could have done.
I agree. I couldn't agree more, Bob. And that, again, is something that God has opened my eyes to see, and I pray for that. Because I know that grieves the Father, because he created us all with a purpose. And that when that purpose is being stifled, as it has been, by design, not by accident. You know, call it what you want to call it, you know, white guilt or whatever, but it's just that, look, we got to do better. We're smarter than this, I believe, Bob.
We really are, but I think what I'm trying to say to those who are pushing back against Black Lives Matter and others, we have to do more than just offer a creative narrative. What we're trying to do at the Woodson Center, by supporting the thousands of Josephs, low-income leaders in these communities who are pushing back against violence and crime, and they are doing so based upon the embrace of the values and virtues of our founders. But people are persuaded to support actions when it's action-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when the servants of John the Baptist came to Jesus and said, "Are you the one or do we seek another?" Jesus didn't respond with a lecture. He healed in their presence and said, "Go tell him what you saw."
Exactly.
And that's what we're trying to do at the Woodson Center, by holding up the thousands of low-income leaders that have walked away from drugs, from predatory behavior. They have become from predators to ambassadors of peace. It's just the power of redemption on display. And that's what we've got to say to America. These values that we hold dear have the consequence of improving the quality of people's lives. And here are examples of them.
Exactly.
We write about in our books.
Mm-hmm.
We give examples.
Well, your latest book, Red, White, and Black, Rescuing American History from Revisionists and Race Hustlers. Highly recommend that you get your hands on this book, available at the usual places. Bob Woodson Sr., he edited this. The contributions by great scholars and academics, a powerful book. And this all contributes to the counter-narrative that's so important these days, Bob Woodson. I cannot thank you enough for coming on the show and sharing with us. You take care. Merry Christmas to you.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. Russia may be resorting to extreme tactics in its war against Ukraine. There are now reports of Russian troops using flammable and toxic gas against Ukrainian forces on the ground. Some areas in the central U.S. got a white Christmas as a storm moved through since Saturday, bringing wintry conditions to several states. New details out regarding who is donating money using the re-election campaign of President Joe Biden.
According to new data released by the Federal Election Commission, President Joe Biden's primary fundraising arms have received an outsized amount of support from the most expensive zip codes in the country. I'm Tim Berg.
Tesla recalling more than 120,000 vehicles in the U.S., saying the doors on affected models can become unlocked and potentially open during a crash. Corey Myers, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Merry Christmas. We got Jeff Kemp going to join us in just a few moments, but we'll explain here, this being the third week of Advent, and like the shepherds, it's a time for joy. It's why the third candle is often referred to as the shepherd's candle, which reminds us of this season of joy. And as we journey through this Advent season, we're coming to appreciate that Christmas is God's gift of grace, humility, and presence. As I mentioned, my good friend, man of God, former NFL QB, and ministry leader Jeff Kemp is with us to tell us more. Hey, Jeff, Merry Christmas, buddy.
And Merry Christmas to you, Bill, and everyone listening.
Hey, what a great time, huh? As we're into this third week and joy, and what is so special to me about the Advent season is as you focus on these themes, these four themes, and this week is the week of joy. It's interesting how joy comes up in conversation or in readings and that sort of thing, or even traveling, you'll see, you know, joy as Christmas decorations as well.
Well, I think that you just kind of mentioned something that a lot of people probably experience. You hear a message on a sermon or a podcast or at church, or someone sends you a little devotion, or you read something in the Bible or a devotion, or something brings up the topic of joy or a song about joy, and all of a sudden you realize, oh, there's about four other things that are saying the same thing right now. And you're like, wow, God must have orchestrated all of those so I would see those different things that are bringing my attention to this message that he's confirming. Stacey and I were talking about that the other day, and I said, Stacey, you know, it's really weird. He's not just doing that for you, and he's not just doing it for me, but God is doing that for millions of people.
Exactly.
Who have opened their heart to him and are looking for him, are humble, as the Beatitudes say, blessed are the meek, and those who hunger and thirst for righteousness and are poor and who mourn that they can't fix things themselves and that they've offended God, but they welcome him in humility. Mm-hmm. God is orchestrating messages like that to millions of people at the exact same time. He's unbelievably powerful, all-present, and caring, and then personal. And that's what Advent is. He's personally coming to each of us, not just to the world in general.
Right, exactly. And right exactly where we are, Jeff. I mean, it's not that, it's not anything that we need to do. It's all that he is. And his presence in our life, our prayer is that we would be in a posture of receiving what it is that God has for us, and that posture, as we've talked about before, can be different. This isn't prescriptive. You know, it's not like you said, well, this is the way you have to receive it. This is totally different because of its spiritual context, and the one who is, if I might say, on a supernatural level, quarterbacking this whole scenario, right?
Yeah, I was, as you were speaking about that last thought that comes to us in different ways than we might expect what he's bringing us, mm-hmm. spiritual. Imagine you're playing a game of Monopoly, and someone just said, "Hey, let me give you this property of Boardwalk and this other one of Park Place. I'm just going to give these to you." And you'd be like, "Well, thank you. Those are the two most valuable properties on the board."
Yeah.
So you are going to receive them. But what if the person that you were looking to receive that Park Place and Boardwalk property from on the game of Monopoly was actually giving you Boardwalk of New York City, Park Place of New York City.
Right.
He was giving you the Rocky Mountains. Mm. He was giving you the state of Montana and the oceans of California and the beaches of San Diego and San Clemente and Florida and Bahamas. He was giving you real estate.
Yes.
Well, if you were too stuck in your Monopoly game, and you were kind of obsessed on getting great properties on Monopoly, or it was going terribly because you weren't winning and you were losing all your money on the game of Monopoly, mm-hmm. and you missed the fact that he was actually giving you true, tangible real estate,
mm-hmm.
then that would be so sad. And I think sometimes we're looking for small, tangible things on earth in this short life.
Yes.
And we're missing the greatest gift of the presence of God, the forgiveness of God, the Holy Spirit dwelling in our life, the joy of the Lord, which becomes mm-hmm. our strength to handle cancer, a tough job situation, a child who's drifting from us, a conflict at work. It's a fallen world, but mm-hmm. the joy of the world that God's giving us, the kingdom, so transcends it. That's what we need to receive. Emmanuel, God with us and his kingdom forever.
Well, and this is why Jesus came, you know, to set the captives free. We've been compressed in a sense, Jeff. Our capacity has been throttled back and limited by the concerns of this world, by the evil of this world. And God is coming here and giving to us the ability to to expand our capacity. So whereas maybe previously you were a 5-gallon hat, now you're a 10-gallon hat. What would that be like?
Well, yeah, and it's not going from 5 gallons to 10 gallons. It's going from a leaky quart to an infinite ocean.
Exactly.
That can't be lost. And let's just give people some of the truth of Jesus straight from his mouth and from his book, which describes him, the Bible. In John, it says, "But to every person who receives him and believes in Jesus' name, he gives the right to become a child of God." Mm-hmm. And in 1 John, it says, "And the testimony is this, God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son, Jesus. And whoever receives and has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son," quote, "receive the Son, does not have life." So, Bill, we're talking about an ocean of eternal, perfected, secure, creative, loving paradise life with God when he comes back and his perfected kingdom. But right now, in the midst of the hardship you're facing, the pain and the difficulties that we're facing, the conflict and the confusion of this world, we have a peace that transcends understanding.
Exactly.
We have the presence of God in us. You have a source of forgiveness. You have a source to heal relationships and survive cancer. Even if it takes your life on earth, you may end up in heaven, and that's where I have comfort that my dad is after cancer took him. But he'd completed his journey of putting his faith in Christ. So nothing can really take away the best things from us. It's us wanting smaller things on that little Monopoly board that distracts us from receiving the biggest gifts.
Well, you think about it, Jeff. You operate in the realm of the eternal and the infinite. And that's what you're saying. I mean, you're not limited by the measure of this world. You now enter in the economy and the expansiveness and majesty of God Almighty, right? I mean, this is awesome. I mean, if that doesn't give you joy, I don't know what else you need, even in the midst of whatever travail you may be dealing with. Because the good news is that because it is temporal, it is temporary, it is not eternal, and as we often hear, this too shall pass, right?
My friend Pat Lencioni, a business consultant, told me that the way he handles life is he rolls out of bed right onto his knees, and the very first thing he does, he just says, "Thank you, God, for the life you've given me today. Thank you that you love me. Thank you that you're my treasure. Help me live with gratitude today." It's the starting mindset.
Exactly.
To shape a positive day, no matter what happens circumstantially. And Christmas, it's not, you know, a season. It's not a day. Christmas is Christ come to us, Emmanuel, God with us. And that needs to be 24/7, 365. But this is a good time of the year to remind yourself, I need to start living like this all the time.
Amen. Amen. And you'll realize the joy of the Lord is your strength. Jeff Kemp, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you and the family. Take
care. Merry Christmas to everybody.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door is Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Martinez live.
There it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts, the Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
These letters have just now been delivered to Mr. Kringle by bona fide employees of the post office. I offer them as positive proof of a confidence.
Three letters, Your Honor, are hardly positive proof. I understand the post office receives thousands of these letters every year.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, George!
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Merry Christmas to you. It's Bill Martinez, and I'll tell you, I can't imagine a Christmas without Becky Kelly. Becky's on the phone with us, and Becky and I connected a number of years back after I read about a story that was about her then 4-year-old nephew, Spencer, who was at the mall. And he had an interesting observation, and that observation has triggered off what has become quite a phenomena here. And Becky and her dad wrote a song about it, and everybody looks forward to it. It has become a special part of my Christmas, and I'm happy to be sharing it with you today. And Becky Kelly as well. Becky's on the phone with us. Becky, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Bill? Thanks for having me.
Doing wonderful. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, it's been about 4 years since we first started talking, and we seem to have this dialogue every Christmas. And like I said, I just can't imagine Christmas without you and hearing the sweet story of Spencer. And tell our audience, you know, a little bit of background about yourself and, you know, what happened, you know, that day at the mall.
Sure. Well, I am from St. Louis, and I'm here right now, and it's 8 degrees here. I don't know how warm it is where you are, but it's freezing.
It's frightful, isn't it?
Yes, it's frightful. Yes. But so I have sung my whole life, and my dad, you know, he's always been a piano player, and this is kind of what we've done. And my sister, when they took my nephew, like you said, Spencer, to the mall, and they were in line to see Santa, and he looked up at her and said, "Are we in line to see Jesus?" And she said, what did you say? You know, and couldn't believe what he had just asked her. And so she basically called my dad and told him, and he wrote the song that day, and it kind of went from there. And he asked if I wanted to sing in the studio and go ahead and record a version of it. And I said, sure. And it went from there. We did the video, and it's out now, and we have over 4 million hits this year on YouTube, which is unbelievable. The song's called Where's the Line to See Jesus? So it's been really exciting and awesome to see what God's done with it over the last 4 years. So.
Well, and Spencer's been growing up with this song, and now what he's 9 is going to be 10 years old. And so what does he think when he hears the song now that he's able to relate a little bit more to that?
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. And the funny thing is about that, when we first released it, people were right. You know how people are. Some people, they said, there's no way he asked that. That's not true. And
right.
It absolutely was true. And it just kind of become a part of his life. Every Christmas, he knows it comes around. And, of course, he's seen the video. And I'm sure he's happy to be a part of it. He's a sweet kid. He's in fourth grade this year. So it's just kind of become a part of all of our lives. Every year we gear up after Thanksgiving. We know the phone calls and emails are going to start piling in, and the orders and the, you know, the radio interviews, and it's really exciting and it's awesome. It's great.
Yeah, you know, Bill Martinez is going to call you and say, okay, we got to talk. We got to get an update.
Yeah. That's
well,
right.
And congratulations. Four million hits on the site.
Thank
and
you.
The song. And
I know.
Everybody's sharing it. I imagine Spencer's probably got a T-shirt that says, "Where's the line to see Jesus," right?
Hey, that's a good idea. We haven't thought of that one yet. We'll have to get those out, too.
Well, exactly. Well, that's my thought. I mean, let's get this out, and we'll keep promoting it across the country here.
Amazing. It is amazing.
Well, Becky, I'm sure for the family, I mean, this has really kind of been such a special and becoming such an iconic event, you know, for, you know, the family, like you say, you know, right after Thanksgiving, everybody's rallying around, and it's Where's the Line to See Jesus? And I know for people that have seen the video, which is on your website, and it's real easy because the website is wheresthelinetoseejesus.com, right?
That's right. You got it. That's it.
All right. And then also there, you know, you've been keeping up with a blog and interacting with, you know, the communities across the country. What are some of the sweet stories that you hear about people's reaction to the song?
Well, there's one I posted on Facebook this year that really caught me off guard. It's from Germany, which is crazy because it literally is all over the world. They play it in Australia quite a bit, I think. And anyway, this email came from a man in Germany, and he said he was kind of bored at work and just started a playlist of Christmas songs on YouTube. And ours was the first one that came up. And he said he just stopped what he was doing and, you know, watched the video. And he said he just started crying, and he said, "I'm a 49-year-old German man, and we do not cry," you know. And he said it just kind of broke through to my heart, you know, that this is, that you were singing about the real reason of Christmas. And I love that. And what I put on my Facebook status is, we're really not creating a war against Santa Claus, you know. We're trying to just get people to remember the real reason for the for the season. So that was probably my favorite email this season. I'm like, thank you, you get it. You know, you get all kinds of messages, but that one stood out to me this year. So it's been neat to hear from everybody.
Well, I want you to be encouraged, too. I know we've had a lot of conversation on our show nationally about this, that this supposed, you know, war on Christmas and that sort of thing. But it really isn't passing the so what test. The media is kind of hyping up something that really isn't there.
Right.
And that's unfortunate. I mean, it's unfortunate in the sense that of the time that they could be spending and talking and sharing moments like Spencer and these kids and, you know, and their reality of Christmas and also America. Because in latest polling, you know, from Rasmussen, it said that 67% of America would much rather hear Merry Christmas than Happy Holidays as a greeting, for example.
Oh, yeah.
So
I always say Merry
huge.
Christmas.
Yeah, that's
it
know,
is huge.
You,
I know.
You know, and especially when you and you know, and you can hear people when they say Merry Christmas, and it's genuine, and it's from something inside of them, their spirit, that just wants to bless somebody else. And and that's the way I give it, and the way I, at least I try to give it and receive it as well, is that it's one blessing to another human being that's on this journey together on this planet, you know, and here.
Right.
The ultimate Christmas gift that God gave us 2,000 years ago, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yep.
Right.
I 100% agree.
Well, in Out of the Mouths of Babes comes profound truths that many adults somehow, you know, are blocked from understanding because of where they are on their journey. And I hope that your journey can lead you into appreciating what came out of Spencer's mouth now, 5 years ago when he looked up to his mom and said, where's the line to see Jesus, right, Becky?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to play the song for everybody right now. Becky Kelly, this is a song that her father wrote, and she sang, and this has become quite the family song, and a song for not just the United States, but around the world, with 4 million hits. People around the world are enjoying. Where's the line to see Jesus?
Approaching, snow starting to fall, shoppers choosing their presents, people filling the mall, children waiting for Santa with excitement and glee. Little boy tucked my sweater, that's me.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer.